Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
When you're constantly on the move, it's not just pits that break a sweat. From your armpits to your thighs and everywhere in between, new whole body deodorant cream and sticks from Shea Moisture are your secret weapon to staying fresh and confident all day long. Made from melanin-rich skin and packed with plant-based goodness, embrace a new era of freshness with whole body and stick deodorants from Shea Moisture. Find them at your nearest Walmart and Walmart.com. And when you do, your whole body's covered.
Welcome to the Friend Zone.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesco, also known as Hey Friend Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the Friend Zone. Let's start the show.
I'm in the zone.
I'm going to Disney World October 3rd. So if you want to come on down, come on down.
How I'm late to my own trend. Bitch, it's October 4th. But anyway, hey, it's me. Hello, what you don't know is I'm really from the ghetto. But hey, you guys, long time no see. I haven't been on any social media. Well, I have, but I haven't really been posting about that certain vine I made till now, because I saw someone made a video. Well, a lot of people made a video yesterday, and I'm late as usual to everything, so I never really got a chance to go to Disney World. I never really fucking went, and that's the fucked up part about it, because my fucking uncle lied to us. So we're gonna go to Disney World. We never fucking went. But you know, a bitch grown now, so what's the move, y'all?
Yeah, welcome to the Friend Zone. Yeah, we're looking at all things
it.
Mental health, mental wellness, and mental fail vacations. Who wants a muscle break? Yeah, so look. We have a real time update. Now, this is a big deal in the Friend Zone universe.
Okay?
Yeah.
I
wish
really
I had my thing.
I am so glad
oh,
you
no,
air horn
is over
there.
Don't.
I don't have it, but I wish
Ooh,
I had it.
So good.
Sound
that is so good.
Coming mm-hmm. soon. Anyway, we have an update from Cuter Than You. You know what I'm saying? The girl who made the I'm going to Disney World October 3rd. So if you want to come on down, Vine. She ain't even come on down her damn self. Come to find out, her uncle was a lying motherfucker and never took them. Now, you know, you got to be a rotten motherfucker to lie to
That's
your niece and
terrible.
Nephews about going to Disney World. They never went to Disney World. But let me tell you something Cuter Than You, 04. You went to Disney World in all our minds and hearts because we have adored you from those 7-6 seconds, whatever it was. What Rihanna say, 4-5-6, however many seconds it was, then that Vine, we've adored you since then, and we are happy to know that you are alive and well. Girl, you look good.
Yes.
I want you to back that thing up. You look good. So we were happy to see you and know that you're doing okay, and hopefully you get to go to Disney World because we're going to go without you. Because we want to go. So, but I hope you get to go too. And if you want to come on down when we do it. And that's it. But I just want to
I
give everybody an update.
People in the comments. People in the comments were telling her that she should have like a big event at Disney World with all her TikTok following. You
I
know
really
we
hope
up.
She does because we have adored her since then. And she deserves to go. But don't bring your uncle.
She does.
Okay.
How y'all doing, friend Asante? What's going on?
I'm doing good, actually. I've gotten a lot
news?
Of rest. That
Is
we found
news?
Her? Or that the
yeah,
internet found her?
Quack, quack, quack. Go on, quack, quack. Breaking news. I guess it's breaking news, y'all, that we found Cuter Than You 04. The come on down. Girl.
Breaking friends on breaking news, news for sure. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes. Now, you well rested. You look beautiful, friend.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I was telling y'all before we pressed record that I have had this hummingbird visit me every single day for like the past week and a half. And I'm going to take that as a beautiful omen, because if anyone knows about hummingbirds, it's not something you see every day. Mm-hmm. Even living in nature, they're a rare occurrence. They're so cute and like mystical. So we'll see what news it's bringing. But I'm happy. I'm feeling good, though. What did y'all do this weekend?
I didn't see no mystical animal like you did. One time I was out in like rural Michigan with some of my friends and shit, and I seen a horse with a big ass knot in his forehead, and I was like, it's a motherfucking unicorn. I started looking hard. I thought this was it. Like, this is my UFO moment and shit. But
no,
it wasn't. Nope. It was just a horse with a knot on his head and shit. Like Eric Williams, Jennifer.
Oh, remember Jennifer on Basketball?
That's what Dustin the horse looked like. I was like, is this horse gonna throw a drink in my face? That's what I wanted to know. I looked at that horse. That horse said, I was like, uh-oh, here we go. Like, let me get my ass a fuck away from you, motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, how you doing, Asante?
Well, do you want to tell us about your weekend, Dustin?
Why my weekend?
Yes, BravoCon.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, damn. Listen. Let me tell you. First of all, the best parts. Okay, so.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, see, breaking news.
Right, breaking news and breaking eardrums.
The way they're doing it, it almost sounds like the wah, wah, wah.
It sounds like a coordinated effort, like a takedown, a shakedown. It's like they're doing this on purpose to interrupt my peaceful recording session that makes sense, because that don't make no sense.
I feel you.
But it was BravoCon 2022.
Yes.
This weekend, I had the pleasure of escorting my friend Ebony K. Williams to Andy's Legends Ball. Which was a huge taping of Watch What Happens Live, where they had over 140 Bravo celebrities. So all of the Real Housewives from all the franchises, legacy housewives who are no longer on the show, like my friend Cynthia Bailey, who I got to hug and love on. And we actually grabbed a drink at Soho House yesterday, had a good time. Ebony K. Williams, who was there. You all know she's Roni alum, season 13. She was there. Just so many people. I saw everybody you can think of. And the best stories that I could tell you about BravoCon, I can't say. So damn, just know that it was a good time. What I can tell you, motherfucking Chanel Ayan from Housewives of Dubai.
Yes.
That girl. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Personality on 100 and not in a thirsty way. Just completely connected with us. And shout out to, y'all know my best friend, Frank Watson. My boy Frank. Y'all know Frank.
Yes, Frank.
Hi, Frank.
Boom. So Frank... is a huge Housewives fan, right? Like, he'll watch any city. He don't give a fuck what city it is. Like, he fuck with the Housewives. He's fascinated by all these personalities. So him being at BravoCon, and we went to the after party for the Legends Ball. We went to the after set where everybody was really comfortable. And he got to engage with everybody. Sheree, Dr. Wendy. Shout out to Gina from Real Housewives of Orange County. She was so nice to us. Meredith Marks and Brooks, shout out to y'all. Jen Shaw, I got videos of Frank breaking it down with Jen Shaw dancing on the floor.
Wait, like, Jen Shaw was
there? Yeah, she was there. She was there. She ain't been extradited yet.
Okay.
She ain't been extradited. I thought they was going to come get her with that Apollo cane.
Oh.
You know that thing the Sandman come out with on the Apollo stage when he be hooking motherfucker, hooking real. Bring him back.
That sound like,
I thought they was going to get her. But Jen was so cool. She was watching her back, though. I did pee. She had some sunglasses on, and they was, like, sitting on her nose. And she kept, like, looking around. I was like, girl, who are you looking for? The bounty killer. Who are you looking for? You know what I'm saying? Dog, the bounty hunter and shit. But she was very cool. So BravoCon was actually amazing. Shout out to Bravo. Everybody at the network. I had such a positive experience there. And I literally saw every single Bravo celebrity that you can think of,
yes,
whether it be a housewife, someone from Summer House, all of the medicine talent, the husbands, me. I'll tell you this. So me, Dr. Scott from Married to Medicine, Eddie, Wendy's husband from Potomac, and Chris Bassett, Candace Dillard's husband. We all was doing shots during the taping.
Wow.
At the bar talking shit. And shout out to Dr. Scott, because we're actually from the same place. We're both from Flint, Michigan. So we were able to connect on that level, like, really, like, yeah. kick it. I had a great experience. Ebony was such the belle of the ball. She had on a beautiful Oscar de la Renta ball gown.
You look good,
gown,
too. You look good, too. I saw you went with the turtleneck.
I told you I was having trouble deciding between a white.
I was waiting to see. I was like, I gotta see which one he went with. You look so handsome.
Bet on black. And more on that coming soon. But I decided to just bet on black. You know what I'm saying? And I was very glad. And shout out to Candace Dillard, because I know that I've had strong opinions about some things that, you know, have taken place on the show. But one thing about me, you know, I'm a real nigga, and how you receive me in person and how you engage with me, to me, that's a far more accurate measure of your character and your personality than what I may or may not see on a goddamn TV show. So what I will say is Candace Dillard was very nice and warm and welcoming to me. And she has the type of personality that I actually get along with. Like, had we met in real life, like, we would be friends. Yeah. And so I'm totally on her side this season. Season 7, I'm Team Candace, and that's just what it is. And I'm so grateful for opportunities like this where I get to encounter these people who are television personalities, but in real life, and see who they really are.
Yeah.
Because it makes my viewership experience different, and I really have a POV into their character. And Candace was all right with me, so shout out to Candace.
Well, that's cool.
Did you see Dr. Heavenly?
Yeah, BravoCon was cool. No, Dr. Heavenly didn't get there until Sunday, so she wasn't at the event that I went to on Friday. She was actually working in ADA, the American Dental Association event. So, you know, she is a real deal fixture and force in dentistry, cosmetic dentistry. Mm. And so I love the fact that she had to miss out on part of her Bravo responsibilities to fulfill her actual real life, her professional responsibility. I thought that was just so dope that they even chose her to be a speaker and featured in the way that she was at the ADA convention. So she came on Sunday. She wasn't there, but I saw Toya. I saw Quad. I talked to Sutton. I talked to Dorit. I talked to, Sheree. And shout out to Sheree's team, because they were actually really cool. The OLG was sitting right next to me, looking at Phaedra when Phaedra walked past. Yes, they were sitting right there.
That's so cute.
Did you see Marlo?
I'm telling you, yes, I saw Marlo. Dropped it down on the floor with her at the after party at the Gainesville Hotel on the rooftop. when I was going on my way outside to enjoy the sidewalk, but on the rooftop, and ended up enjoying the sidewalk with one of the white housewives. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
No, look, I'm going to say, don't put nothing out there. I'm not going to put nothing out there.
I'm just saying that I had, like I said, the best parts of my BravoCon experience, I can't even share.
You can't talk about it.
So it was I had a great time. And shout out to Bravo. They showed me hella love on Instagram. I love Bravo as a network and a team. And I've always been a huge supporter of their content. So Shout out to Bravo.
Shit, I'm going next year. Shit.
Yeah, we got to pull up.
Well, I ain't.
That's so cute.
I ain't get to go to BravoCon, but shout out to Mandy. I got to go to the Chappelle show, the Midnight Pop Up.
Chappelle. Hoo.
Wait, what? What is this?
Dave Chappelle, like literally on Tuesday or Wednesday, dropped some tickets for the weekend, like some midnight shows at Radio City, and they kept selling out. And Mandy just kept trying to get tickets, and she finally got some and invited my ass.
Oh, shoot.
And guess who was sitting like two seats down from us? Because we went on Sunday.
Who?
Toya.
From Married to Medicine.
Yes. So why Toya, me and Mandy literally sit down, and then Toya looks over and she's like, she's literally talking about something. She's like, I hope they start on time or something. And I look over at Toya and I go, all day, Toya. And she busts out laughing. And she was like, Simone around here somewhere, to her and Cecil. And I was like, wow, I'm at the Midnight Chappelle show, which was fucking amazing. It was annoying how I wish they would have kept our phones. If they were going to lock our phones up, just keep the damn thing. Don't make me walk around with my phone and I can't use it any damn way. I was pissed about that. But I understand why they do all that. And it was cool to see Chappelle live, because I've never seen him live. So
how was the show?
The show was really good. It was funny as hell.
Is it going to be posted, or
I think
if you caught it?
He likes to say certain things. And so he just doesn't want to set. He even said at the beginning of the set that he didn't even write a set, which probably could have been part of his bit. But, you know, some comedians sometimes they'll do some certain sets over and over again, or they're about to release something and they don't want the jokes necessarily put out. Oh, so for various reasons.
And y'all sometimes are like their testing ground.
Yeah. So for various reasons, they have you lock up your stuff. But Chappelle.
Mm. I love it.
I mean, yeah,
I love that.
I do too.
I love the sanctity of the comedy space and stand up. I love the fact that it is protected in that way. And I love that. To me, it does nothing but enhance the experience and also preserve the integrity of the craft. I can't wait to get on stage and do stand up. And you motherfuckers ain't gonna have no phones in my shit. Please, motherfuckers ain't stopping me.
Yeah, because that's just annoying anyway. It's annoying when you had a show and everybody got their arms up. Like, I know you want to save the moment, but it's also cool when you have a moment that's special.
Can just be in the moment.
Yeah, it's like a special moment between you and the artist. And imagine, like, I'm telling all the details of the show to someone else that had been to the show, and they're like, oh, well, he didn't do none of that at our show, and we were with the night before. And, like, it's a completely different set. Then it's like you have pieces and, like, these moments that are private now with an artist, and I think that's dope.
So I love it.
All right, Ashley Simpson.
How did the audience receive it? Did anybody heckle or get up?
No, it was none of that. Everybody was Team Chappelle in the audience, and he had a lot of openers. I don't remember everybody that opened, but Earthquake was the last opener, and
he is hilarious.
Oh,
give it up for Earthquake.
But and Michael Che was there too, and he was funny as fuck. But Earthquake had
Michael Che. Shout out to him. Even the sound and tone of Earthquake's voice is
everything
just naturally funny.
About that nigga, like,
I don't give a goddamn the way he be talking. Like, it's funny. Earthquake is funny.
And then his so y'all know I always feel like I tell things wrong anyway, so that's why I hate like trying to say what happened. But one thing I loved about Earthquake's bit was when he kept being like, these ain't jokes. These ain't jokes. Like, the way he was saying it and doing it in between each moment when he was taking the beat, I was like, genius.
Had you on the floor, didn't you?
The entire time. Like, I was crying so hard.
Last time I had a moment like that where I was completely just immersed in what was going on stage, you'll never guess. Fucking Nicki Minaj at Rolling Loud. And let me tell you when. Let me tell you which part, though, right? Let me tell you which
it was
part.
Not the fact you that she laughing.
Prefaced it with that.
I knew what you was going to do when I said that.
I mean, I didn't mean to. You set me up.
But I knew.
That's
so Raven.
It's the future you can see. Continue. I'm sorry.
I already knew it was coming, right?
If you gaze into the future.
Shout out to Taylor Hill. Anyway. see? Anyway, I'm going to tell you which part. On her stage set, when she did fucking That's the Way Love Goes with Lil Uzi Vert, when that music came on, nobody was expecting it because it was very early in her Rolling Loud set, which actually ended very early, but that's a totally different part of the conversation. But like when it came on, me and Frank was there or whatever, and I looked at Frank like, ah! Frank was like, what song is this?
Oh, no.
He didn't know, but he was asking what song it was because of the reaction that me and everybody else around us was having. If you know that song, that remix to The Way Love Goes with Lil Uzi and Nicki,
The Way Life Goes.
It's The Way Life Goes.
You kept saying, when you said The Way Love Goes, I was like,
not love.
Yeah.
Thank you. The way, see, thank you. Thank you.
We got each other, okay?
That's right. When you hear that song and that remix and what they're singing about, it just makes you emotional. Everybody was like caught up in the moment when it came on. It was just a moment. I didn't even pull my phone out. You'll, I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna just feel this. I felt like
I'm
girl.
Thinking you were saying they did a remix of Janet Jackson. That's why I was like, this moment.
Yeah, so Lil Uzi and Nicki Minaj.
If you mix Uzi with Nicki Minaj, you do get Janet Jackson. Right? Like pop superstar artists, like mega wide.
Look at Asante looking around.
Must be two Janet Jacksons.
I enjoyed it. I had a good time. Hell. And when I
went off for that moment,
I got emotional. I was hollering like,
that was already one of my favorite Uzi songs, but then when Nicki got on it too, I was like, "Now this right here, this is
it." Made you,
it was good. I loved it.
It makes you, you know, when it came out,
I haven't heard it.
It came out when we had a show in Dallas. I remember leaving our hotel, the A-Loft. We was in Dallas. Remember at the A-Loft?
Oh, so this was a long time ago then.
Yes,
Well, no, this
I was walking to the store, and it was the day or weekend that song came out, and I remember I had it on repeat walking through downtown Dallas trying to find some stuff that I can talk about on this. But yes, it was a good time. Yes, I can. It's legal here. I was looking for the weed, man. That was supposed to meet me at that McDonald's parking lot. It's legal in New York. Even though we was in Dallas, but it's already happened. I'm sure it's a statute of liberty.
Wow.
I'm done.
So I'll connect the song with that memory. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I feel so it made it even that much more better. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love that song, so I feel that. Well, that was a wild roller coaster, and a lot happened in it. Like, I'm still stuck on the Janet Jacksons.
And then, like, that's what I was like, oh.
You were really.
I missed that.
And I don't know why I was really sitting here trying to do the math as I was looking back. I was like, huh. Like, so if I take an Uzi and, like, mm-hmm. if I, like, you know, take the pieces away, the dread, the colored dreads and the tattoos and stuff. Like,
Uzi is in a, like, you know, space. And you know, like outer space shit, Janet, gonna make. You remember them costumes in that Busta Rhymes video? You know, and sweet. Then Janet sings fast and whispers Nicki Minaj, be like, you say you the Mickey, you know, when I eat. You know how she sings on that remix of The Way Life Goes? So I just feel like it's an intersection of the two. Now, if you don't see that,
I don't.
That's fine.
I don't.
I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry.
But I'm still going to push it because, you know, I'm 10 toes and a couple extra ones.
Musically related, but unrelated to this.
It was have a nuclear plant by the crib.
Where you remembered mm-hmm. a song and you thought it was the jam, but then you hear it like today and it's not. And you're like, oh, well.
No, because yes. I got good musical taste.
No, I'd have. Mm-mm. There's songs
I'm staying strong on it.
Like, remember how crazy we went over Lumi D? No shade.
Nah,
she had a big summer.
she did. You know, I
listen. She do, back don't now. She do like Invisalign? So what's that Lumi D? What's it called when you get
what?
Does she have a
Luminaire? No.
Does she have her own Luminaire?
Ain't she involved in
Lumi D
Luminaire?
She doesn't. Don't listen to him.
Is that teeth whitening? What is that? Y'all have heard of Luminaire? Let me see.
No,
I know I ain't crazy.
Well, all I know is
I don't know where she's at now. Actually,
do y'all remember when the Spice Girls, when they were all putting out their little solo music, Scary Spice had mm-hmm. her song with Missy Elliott.
Why do I think I want that. You
back. I was watching
Your love
it back.
Has made a deep impact.
Yeah. I was watching it back and it just wasn't going. And maybe it's because of the upload. It just didn't sound the same. But I was like, damn, I thought this was the shit then. But now maybe it was just the element of the Spice Girl and Missy Elliott. I don't know. But like, this just don't do what I like it did. And it was all because I was revisiting when the Spice Girls had this song with Rodney Jerkins, Holla. And we was like, oh, this shit go. Like, this is the jam. And then to go to that Mel B and, you know.
I've never heard that song.
Oh, my God. Spice Girls, when Ginger Spice left, they had a song with Rodney Jerkins called Holla. And the video and everything is the shit. Like, it's still like it was like some cool ass.
The only Spice Girls song I know, other than the one that we all know, which is If You Want to Be My Lover, yeah. You Got to Give It My Friends wanna or whatever, be, yeah. is the one, it was like a slow song. It was kind of R&B. Get it on. Because tonight, hey.
It's the night.
Hey.
When to become one.
Yeah.
That song used to play so much.
Like I never need to ask before. Gonna fuck the shit out of your baby. Whatever.
Set your spirit like this free.
Hey, I used to play the hell out of this
way to be. Way to be.
I love the Spice Girls. I had their tape. They had a little video game. I was all over the Spice
remember
Girls.
Remember their lollipops?
I do remember the lollipops, the Barbie dolls. I remember all that little bullshit. The girls had the guy.
I remember them two stickers. Songs. I ain't even gonna hold you. I remember them two songs.
I remember they had I'm giving you everything. All the joys can bring.
This I swear.
Y'all know how y'all think I felt about that song when it was out. Knowing me now.
It was on that song was on one of the mix CDs with that like a song I didn't even like, but it was just, I guess, the music of the time in some sectors. So they was playing the shit on commercials, and I was like, why is this playing? But
now, if you want to talk about the Cardigans' Love Fool, now you got my attention, okay?
Oh, I fear we're facing. having a problem. Right. You left me no longer. I know. Man, that was on the Romeo and Juliet. We doing this again. We've done this. That was on the Romeo and Juliet soundtrack with the Quentin Tarver.
Ooh, so is Desiree.
Brothers and sisters together. Ooh, you cannot sing that. Yes. You talking about Romeo.
That motherfucker was fucking it up.
Rest in peace.
Yes, rest in peace. Rest in power.
Rest in peace, Quentin.
What a soul, a talent we did not get to experience in full, but goddamn. A memory from the rest of my life, I will forever hold near and dear. So, woo, God bless that man.
A core memory, for real.
In other music news, just to take it in a different direction real quick. Y'all know
where you're gonna go.
Y'all know the Grammys coming up.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, wait.
You want to talk about...
They're not coming up, but everybody's dropping their like 4-year considerations already. Like, have you been seeing that?
Oh, so you mean
like the nominations are about to be announced?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I was like, wait, what? Grammys are usually like in February, right?
So yeah, if anyone out there listening is a Recording Academy member or knows anyone that is such,
Sean Ross,
they are taking submissions for the 2023 Grammys. And I need this music forwarded to. I need Sean Ross and co to listen to Sergio. Sergio's an artist we've talked about many times on the show.
Yeah,
I believe RK put me on a Sergio forever ago. Shout out to RK Jackson, super talented, dope graphic artist, marketing genius, maven, musical.
And curated.
Everything under the sun, just super dope creative. Sergio, truly. I've talked about him when I did the VMA after show. I'm just going to keep highlighting Sergio until I see him in bigger, brighter corners. So when he does make it up there, I can say, I told you also. No, I'm just kidding. But he makes really good music, so I feel like it'd be dope to say, you know, I'm using my platform to help push a good artist that makes some good ass music. So shout out to Sergio. His name is spelled Siergio.
That's what you're doing.
He's looking to be nominated for Best Progressive R&B Album for Before It's Too Late, Best New Artist, Best Traditional R&B Performance for the song Lie to Me, Best R&B Performance for the song Take You Out, and Best R&B Song Eden. Go check out Sergio's music, watch his videos.
Eden.
Yes. Go vote if you can, and go tell whoever can vote. And just check out Sergio. Shout out his name from the rooftop. And listen to music, and whenever you go on tour, go see him on tour. Because, you know, I might be opening a show or two. I'm just going to speak that into existence. That's what we do.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Look, after doing it for India and all them, like, we're just going to keep the momentum going, keep the ball rolling, you know, just.
Did India submit any music for consideration?
She better.
Let's see what
I know, because you know how she is.
Yeah, because, you know, India, she makes really good music and the people always love it. But do the people go up for it the way they're supposed to? Now, I will say, friendzone listeners, y'all show the fuck out, because the fact that y'all were at shows, y'all know all the words, and then y'all still be putting up those videos singing over the shit, I just love. But
and tweeting her and posting reels with her music, like, we're the bomb.
Like, she's performing tonight, LA. That's cute. Oh,
I know.
Shout out to India. By the time
that's
y'all
the
listening,
show I wanted to go to.
It'll be her last show. India Shauna, I love you so much. She's my best friend. You're a talented beauty. You're an angel. You're a fucking ethereal queen. You just exist in every realm. And spiritually, I just can't wait to see you expand even more. Like, that's just my OG.
I love
India.
In another life, we are a husband and wife. And I just hope I am taking amazing care of you. Like, damn. That girl.
I'm so happy for her too, because she was anxious about the tour. So seeing all the like sold out signs, the lines wrapped around the block, that really made me happy, because she deserves that kind of love for her music. Yeah.
I hope LA is crunk as hell.
I wish I could be there. Oh, you know. Friend. You already know, because all her artist friends are going to pull up and their fans.
She's going to have all kind of love. I just wish I was in the building, to be honest with you. But I'm also glad that I'm not there, because I just want her to have her moments, you know?
Yeah.
Me too, but I want to see him.
I mean, yeah, no. There's always that fine line of like wanting to like see your friends win, but neither also not wanting. Because the fact that India came to me one day and was like, "Do you realize that people only listen to my music because of you?" I'm like, "Bitch, that is a hot damn lie. Like, they literally listen to it because of you."
No.
She's like, "People have literally come up
to
me and been like,
because it's good."
Like, girl, I'm trying to tell you. She was like, "People have come up to me and said, I've heard of you. I've heard of you because of the friend zone." I'm like, maybe they remembered us because, or remembered you because we talked about you, but like, people hear your voice this, and they'd be like, damn, that is a siren. And like, I need to hear more of that. Like every time. So the fact that I spelled it out
this
for people,
which is why my microphone is muted. Did you hear this bullshit?
Yeah, it happens to me too. I thought it was me. Pete, look, he told you it was a setup now for a punchline about duct tape. That was another Mickey bar.
It's so bad. Listen.
Man. It's him going in and out.
New York is on some bullshit. Sirens. That's how it be. But yeah, if you're another artist out there and you trying to be in the Grammys for next year, we ain't voting, but we should have our own like friends on Grammys or something like a.
It's an emergency, so I'm going to let the sirens ride because we really need to try to put their names through. So it's an emergency. Okay, I'm back. Oh.
Is the siren going in and out? What the hell? New York is loud as hell.
It's still going. Listen. Okay, I'm gone.
No. Why? and then the fact that he is cracking up on mute makes it even funnier. Oh, I wish we were like the Truman Show. Like, I wish there was like, there's going to be a Black Mirror one day where you could just pull footage.
Y'all would think I was lying. Listen.
No way.
You would think I was lying. Listen to this shit. I'm trying to figure out, do I need to get the fuck out of here? Is this a state of emergency or just something wrong with y'all? That's what I need to figure out. Okay, I'm going back on mute. Oh my goodness.
You know why I'm laughing? Because he's experiencing that. And I was about to interrupt what you were saying because the entire tree in front of me just filled up with hummingbirds. And I'm sitting here like, wow, oh my God, is this opposite. Normal?
The fact that y'all are like polarizing right now.
They probably heard the sirens.
Oh, okay. I'm sitting here. Anybody who's watching us on Patreon can see that I've been looking away for the past like 5 minutes because I'm in shock. I've never seen this. I wish I could turn.
I'm in shock too. You hear this shit?
I am.
Why? It's just still
disgusting.
You would think I was lying, but let me go back on mute.
And then the fact that he will say it every time he does it. It's probably one of the best parts. I don't know what it is.
Oh my God. It's all like, where do we take it from here?
You know,
apparently the
ER. Well, let's take it to jail since the sirens is out there. Because Dustin's ass.
What's happening in jail?
Well, because Dustin's ass kept talking about 60 days in. I was like, well, let me go see what I've been missing. Like, I had to go back.
Oh, I should rewatch. I haven't watched since like season 5, I think. When I stopped. Remember when the girl got super into it?
Okay, so.
I think they had to kick her off.
Okay, so that was season 4. And what's crazy is.
Oh, that was 4. Okay,
so. Because I just revisited it, right? And you know, on a reunion, they do the top 10 minutes or whatever, or top 10 moments of the seasons or whatever. Anyway, so I was watching on Hulu because on Hulu they have seasons 1, 3, and 5. So I was like, what the fuck? Like, why is it season 2 or 4 there? I didn't go look at why, but then I went to my other app and I saw they had more seasons. They had 6 and I think 7 is the current season right now. So I'm almost done with season 6 and I watched the part of the first episode of season 7 to see what's supposed to make it different. This shit is a wild ride because I remember talking about how, you know, sometimes people that were corrections officers or police officers going there. On season 5, there is, okay, so it's 7 people and they send in the 3 guys, the 3 girls, and then they also send in a guy who did meet the other participants. So the other participants all know each other, but there's this one dude who don't know anybody else. Why the one dude, his ass ends up going home in like the first or second episode. And he had talked like the most shit. He was like, yeah, I'm going in solo. I don't want anybody blowing my cover, blah, blah, blah. And then the nigga like literally goes home. Anyway, outside of him, there was like a lot, you know, there's always the formula of like a Latino dude, a white dude, and a black person. The black dude in here, the black dude was just on some other shit and was No, actually, no. I'm getting confused with 5 and 6. Because on season 6, there's a couple of black dudes that they have in there. And one of the black dudes, he like literally starts to become an inmate. And then the other black dude, he literally is like a corrections officer from Fulton County. So the nigga is doing his job. But it was just funny watching them both end up trying to compete to snitch. I was like, okay, well, this is crazy. But 60 Days In, it's
like
just...
Like that black girl did. What was that black girl that had the husband who was the... her husband had did a bid. She married him basically while he was either in prison or right when he got out. And remember, that's why she wanted to go do the experience because she wanted to understand her husband better or whatever. Yep. Soon as she got in the motherfucking jail, she did the signal of distress, went back there to talk to the producers, and it was like, ain't nothing wrong with me. I just got to tell y'all about all these drugs. I was like... Why is this motherfucker like just, did you didn't see that part, friend? Maybe it was like a later, maybe it was a later season. Did you see the Sante?
What jail were they in? Do you remember the jails?
Ah, shit, I don't know. They all look the same to me.
Well, because, so season.
I'll be looking halfway, like I just don't want to see it.
Season 6, well, season 5 was in Arizona in Pinal County, and season 6 is in Alabama.
There's a black girl, I believe it's Arizona, but a black woman, I should say.
The one with the braids, the one from New Orleans? Because I didn't listen to her story.
Because they all took their wigs off.
Are you talking about the one with the glasses that was...
Yeah, she had glasses.
The one that turned on the other white girl later?
Yeah, her husband. Remember, her husband had did a bit. I didn't listen to her story. I just want to understand his experience.
What's her name, Stephanie or something?
You're like me. You like me, the further you go into the season, you just start them on episode 2.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck where you from.
I don't care.
I want to know what's going on with you. Yeah, but then I always end up going back because I need the context.
Right.
So it's really a trippy thing. I need to just watch it. Like, yeah. But anyway, yes. So her husband went to jail and she wanted to like know his experience or be familiar with, you know, his tics, which had me asking all sorts of questions. Because what the fuck you going through at the crib that you feel the only way I can know why my husband is like this is if I go to jail? I just felt like that communicated all kind of like red flags. Like, what the fuck is going on in y'all crib? You know what I'm saying? That this is the only way you can understand his behavior. What is he doing? Like, what are y'all doing in that house together? But, you know, it ain't my business. So let the War of the Roses take place.
Wait, what did you watch 60 Days In on?
Hulu.
Cause Hulu only
and they missing the seasons. They missing.
Yeah,
some
that's
of the
why
seasons.
I was like that. Cause wait, you weren't talking about you. These pictures are too small.
Not just showing the pictures.
No, I can't see her because it looks blurry from here. It's like that song by Puddle of Mud, blurry. Everything's so blurry.
Now they got this shit on Netflix too. Oh, that's why they missing seasons. Cause Hulu has some of the seasons and Netflix has some of the seasons. This is some bullshit.
That's fucked up. We need one-stop shopping. I understand, get money, bitch. You know what I'm saying? But all I'm saying is make it easier for us so we can concentrate.
Yeah,
it's hard to know.
Back and forth.
You got to go to Netflix for 4 and 5 and the other 1 through 3 and then 7 is on. That's dumb. We need them all in one space. Speaking of that, you know they took all the Real Housewives off of Hulu, right?
Oh, yeah, because they
all
on Paramount.
Watch them on Peacock.
Oh, yeah, Peacock. Ooh, sorry, I can't keep up with
you
all
can
of
only
them.
Watch them on Peacock. And then you can also buy the seasons on YouTube and watch them that way.
Yeah, I used to.
Even as they're airing, which I told people that's a good way to watch them. Like, I have the YouTube with no ads or whatever. Mm-hmm. If you do, too. And you buy the season while it's airing, it's a good way you can go within a couple hours of the regular airing time. You can watch the episode with no commercials. Just watch it straight through if you buy the season. It'll be number like $20-some a season. It's worth it. It's good. I thought it was a reasonable price.
That's what I used to do with this. With certain seasons, if I didn't want to watch them the night of, I would just wait the next day and watch them on Peacock. I was like, oh, commercial free. Mm-hmm. Let me just watch it now.
Don't you feel like a peacock is mooning you all the time?
And then I always like, think I about like, that.
Why
are
your
parents
spamming? You should literally
like,
showing
show me your
ass.
Peacock. And I'm just like, no. Like, that's what I always think about.
I thought that meant, you know.
That's terrible.
Have y'all been watching House of the Dragon?
Yes, no. But I did not watch the finale.
This is a documentary
it
about
Drew
Hill.
It didn't come out
yet. Oh, what episode are we on?
It didn't come out yet. The finale drops next week. I think.
Oh, so I ain't watched episode 9 then. I thought last night was the finale.
The second to last. Yeah, we're
this
on
this is
the
a prequel to Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Yep. It's like how many years? Like 200 years before or something like that?
Before.
They were going to have season after season of this shit.
Yeah, because
200 years.
Game of Thrones?
Yeah, it's 200 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Game of Thrones is really like the ends of the dragons. And so in House of the Dragons, they're showing like how important they were and also how the house is developed, as you can see from like the hair and the bastards and all that.
Who's playing the dragons?
CGI. Dustin. Angie Stone is playing. No, I'm just playing.
Oh, Kim Burrell could do it.
Kim Burrell could do it. Angie Stone is a hell of a fighter, though. You know she knocked her daughter's teeth out of her mouth.
That's literally what I thought
about. She don't get enough credit for making history either.
No, don't you give her a black history.
She don't get enough credit for making history. She is. Who else do you know that literally knocked that followed through with the threat of the reverberating threat amongst our culture of knocking your teeth out your mouth? Her Angie Stone actually did that to her daughter. And baby, if you really want to laugh, Google it and look at the photos from the arrest or whatever. When they was like, assessing the damage, she's literally holding her lip up and ain't no teeth to be seen in the front part.
Stop.
Because Angie Stone had worked her motherfucking ass. You know what I'm saying?
No,
candelabra?
House of the Dragon is very good.
It is.
But Dustin, you didn't watch Game of Thrones.
Into that.
I used to hang out with this person that was really, and I got really vague, but I used to hang out with this person that was really into it. And when we would hang out, that's what we would watch that while we would watch that, you know what I'm saying? And then while we smoke or whatever, and then it would go
to Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Yes, baby. Okay. Have a seat. What's the names? Degenerate. What's the name? Degenerous. What's the name of the people that's
Daenerys?
On the show?
Not Degenerous.
Degenerous.
Daenerys.
I don't know. Daenerys.
Dracarys. That's what they yell at when the dragon's supposed to set somebody on fire.
I don't care. Patti LaBelle still would have been a hell of an addition to the cast, like I said before. And you can't tell me she
wouldn't
have been in them costumes. I don't know, but just put her in one of them bison back skin, you know, capes with the fucking fur and metal and shit and all that. Patti LaBelle would have been going off.
While you playing but being serious, I would have lived to see Patti LaBelle as one of the white haired people if she would have been like a queen, like the people that had the dragons. Cause she would have been amazing, like
in this new season.
Yeah, like seeing Angela Bassett in fucking Black Panther. If I would have seen Patti LaBelle in House of the Dragon, I'd have been like, HBO,
think should have been in a Woman King movie? Like Jocelyn Hernandez. Who else could have been in Woman King? Think about somebody yelling with a spear.
I mean, well, listen, while you
motherfuckers and shit. Who else could have been?
If you want to go to Jocelyn? Atlanta, then Erica Dixon, because her beautiful ass. Like, I would love to see her on camera.
I can see that, but I'm thinking more like
disgusted.
I'm thinking more like, let me think of somebody who could have Boots.
Brooke Valentine.
Who else could have been in the like Boots from Flavor of Love? Like,
so
who else could have been in Woman King? Who else? Think about somebody. Dolce would have wore the Woman King movie out. Who else? There's a lot of people who could have been in Woman King. Yeah.
Did you see the Woman King?
Yo, you know, did y'all see the tag someone sent us? College Hill Celebrity Edition Season 2 is going to be New York.
Oh,
Jocelyn and Amber Rose.
Oh.
I wonder who else. Because those three right there, baby.
I heard
Jocelyn and Amber Rose. Who was the other one?
New York.
Tiffany. Okay.
Tiffany Pollard.
I'm watching. I'm interested already.
Tiffany went to college.
I'm definitely watching. We got to do the recap just like you did for season one.
Yeah, I'm interested now randomly already.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. Who else would y'all like to see on the cast, though? Who would be an interesting personality in that setting? College Hill. Who would be
with
an interesting...
those three?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I wouldn't mind seeing... Well, I don't know. He probably wouldn't do it, but I think T.I. in an education setting would be hilarious.
Oh, God.
That would be so funny, right?
No.
It finally makes sense. You know what I mean? I hope not. They should stay down there in the bowels of society.
You need one of the rapper girls just to keep it fresh.
And you also need an older rapper or someone who probably doesn't rap anymore.
Azalea.
Like Yo-Yo. Yo-Yo. No, Peppa.
Yeah, Peppa, because Peppa. Sandy Peppa Denton. She would absolutely. She's a hell of a television personality. Remember, she has.
She is.
She had that show where her and her friends were like, it was such a good show.
I remember that show.
Was it Let's Talk About Pep? I think that was the name of it, but it was so good.
It was her and wasn't Tretch on it? And Tretch was on it sometimes, no?
No, this was more about like her and her girlfriends, and they would all sit down at like a lunch table, a restaurant table, and talk about like their dating life. And it would show flashbacks to like the scenes they filmed on those dates and stuff. It was such a good fucking show, and they need to bring that back along with Hawthorne.
Child,
you say that I could not get.
I loved Hawthorne. Hawthorne High, stand up. We loved Hawthorne and Jada Pinkett. We mad now. That y'all can talk about. Thank you, friend. Y'all, that's fine because I'm gonna stand strong on it. And y'all can talk about Jada Pinkett being at fault for the slap all you want to. She's at fault for the failure of Hawthorne. That's what I got. That's bone I got to pick with her. Hawthorne, okay? And you better capitalize the R in the end.
You know what I will say?
No, you didn't.
I have my own cheesy show that I would like to shout. First of all, shout out to all the Friend Zone listeners.
Hawthorne ain't cheesy. Grits ain't grocery, eggs ain't poultry, and Mona Lisa was a man.
Well, shout out to the Friend Zone listeners because they kept tagging me and talking about.
Yo, I never heard that before. Grits ain't grocery, eggs ain't poultry, and Mona Lisa was a motherfucking man. Y'all never heard that before.
I've heard you sing that. I don't know where it comes from. Asante, please keep going.
HBO Max had a show up called Tom Swift, and
Tom Swift.
Yeah, I don't remember.
No,
I don't remember talking.
I'm thinking
about
of Tom Green.
Oh God,
this is the Tom Green show.
Wasn't that like a children's
Tom show?
I love the Tom
this
Green
is
show.
My favorite
no,
show
Tom Green was
because it is
bird.
My show. This is Tamar Tom Green was cussing show. Him out on a
and deservingly
show,
so, and he was making Candy cry, which was annoying and stupid. But yes, there was a lot of mess on that season. I will never get over it. But yes, Tom Swift.
Tamar was cussing their ass off.
Emotional warfare. She did an amazing job. That's like, I hate that she gets mad. I won't say she gets mad, but I hate that people paint her to seem like she's mad when they mention Taylor being the first black woman to win regular Big Brother. But it's because there were so many seasons of regular Big Brother where black women were fighting. And then Celebrity Big Brother is its own thing because it's celebrity. So Tamar was the first black. First of all, Tamar was the first black person to win Big Brother. And then black woman to win Celebrity Big Brother. Well, black person, black woman, all that. And then it's the celebrity version. But then right after.
It's different.
Right. But then after her season, the cookout wins with the first black man. And then after that season, we get the first black woman of the regular season.
Yeah.
So when they mention it, sometimes Tamar is not included in the conversation correctly or appropriately. So I would definitely like to say that because now that we have three black people on, you know, in as winners of Big Brother, it's a Big Brother circle. It's a black circle. And I appreciate and I love that. But back to this other show on CBS or this other CBS produced show. I would love to be on one of these campy shows because Tom Swift was so black and gay and black and sci-fi and interesting and entertaining and dope. And they got canceled.
Well, for what it's worth, Swift is a gay last name for a man. Now.
Well, I mean, no, it's really a gay show because it's about it's about the son being gay it. And his. And why is the daddy on the show Braxton from the Jamie Foxx show?
Oh,
see?
Shit.
So,
gay. Okay.
Well, he the one that got a problem with homosexuality, which was a whole other thing. But it's.
Like most homophobes, gay.
Which
okay.
is also
having a last name. So what's your last name?
Swift.
That's gay. You know what I'm saying?
But I love it because it's about this black billionaire.
Like you switch.
It's about this black billionaire family, and it's dope.
Damn it, I can say it.
Yes,
shit.
You can say it, but damn, do you have to say it?
I done fucked enough of them to do it. I can do it, goddamn.
Okay.
I am one. He is I, and I am him. Fuck it, I can crack you. They ain't gonna crack over here. Okay. For all my years and fears and my tears. Okay. Yeah, because he gay too. Shit. We can crack the jokes. We is gay.
We is gay.
Yeah. Especially on the weekend. I'm telling you, I'm here to tell you. And happy to be, I am happy to be here. I'm happy about it. I'm happy about it. Don't please
I
don't
really
think I'm walking
name,
around with my head down.
I really want to name this episode We Is Gay.
We Is Gay. Do it. You know, because we is. And the thing about it is they think you're supposed to be embarrassed and shit. Baby, please, what's the alternative? You want to compare and contrast? I didn't think so. You know what I'm saying? So let me have my pride. Give them a sense of pride.
Asante, where'd you go?
Oh, it's a shoot the shit episode, so I don't have to do anything else.
Ooh. bad time to say that.
Tell us about Tom Swift.
It's just a cute show.
Thank you.
Wait, even what is cute. It? You said where? It's where? I didn't even catch.
It's on HBO what Max.
Saying about it. Okay, that's it.
Yep.
Okay.
Wasn't that a children's? What's the children's character I'm thinking about? Not Tom Swift. What Tom was Sawyer? It? Was like an American Tom Sawyer. That's what I was thinking about. Tom Sawyer. Damn. Okay. Well, never mind. Ain't Tom Swift. It's Tom Sawyer. Like Diane Wait, Sawyer. She do look like she related to a motherfucker named Tom Sawyer, don't she?
What else are y'all watching? Because I'm watching House of the Dragon, which I suggest people watch. It is so damn good.
It really is. It's very graphic.
It makes me miss Game of Thrones. It is really graphic.
But honestly, it's not as graphic.
It's borderline disgusting.
Oh, every way.
Like when they kill people, it's just fucking
like really gory.
Yeah,
and like then it's like because it's olden times or whatever. Like it's real nasty looking. So it's like, ooh.
Yeah, like death to them is just very normal. Mm-hmm. Like, so if somebody was just pissing them off at the dinner table, just they'll just them. Slam their head into the table and it's like concrete. And then it's just like, oh, okay. Just weird. No.
Okay, but it's so.
Good. Okay. I really suggest people watch it. I'm totally, totally sucked in.
Do I have to watch or know and be familiar with Game of Thrones and that story in order to follow this?
Think so. No, not to me. It stands alone.
It's a prequel. So honestly, it's dope to watch this and then go watch Game of Thrones first. Well,
right.
Whenever the series is finished, because I guess it would put it closer to you being able to see who the family members are. And because they always refer back to like the Red Keep and all those places. Like, is it the Red Keep? What is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They refer to these places on the show that have been referred to in Game of Thrones, but it's like the earlier days of it. So that's why it's like cool to watch then. And then after you watch Game of Thrones and you see Daenerys and who she is and why she has the power over the dragons and then come and you'll understand that better coming off of this being like, oh, so she's from this bloodline. Rhaenyra and them. No, the other ones.
Yeah, Rhaenyra.
Yeah. See, that's why I got to go back and watch
She got
it.
Some good blonde. I didn't know that the hair bleaching technology was so advanced back then or whatever. I don't know how they was doing that, but she got some good blonde. She got that no doubt Gwen Stefani blonde. She got good
and they
blonde
got,
hair.
They got black folks in it. On this show with the blonde hair. Did you see the meme where the what's his name? Rhaenyra's uncle that she's
fucking.
You know, fucking.
Mm-hmm. I heard it was hella incest on this show.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes. Yes. This That's one was, so nasty. Was a little more. Well, yeah, you're right. It is both of them because I forgot the queen.
How could you forget?
Right.
But
did you see there was a gif of that uncle sitting on the rooftop and he was talking to the two black little girls and someone wrote the caption, so how I'm gonna do your hair? It's the two little black girls and they don't got no parents.
Yeah, that is
they
fucked
have
up.
No Madam CJ Walker in the mountains.
Nope. Pre-madam.
Not on that show.
What's the dragon? Is it any black dragons? I know they got black people. Do they have black dragons?
I feel like they all black, in my opinion.
Me too. Dragon is a bad motherfucker. Dragon too bad of a motherfucker to be black. I'm going to go on mute again. I can't even finish my black dragon joke. This is some
what
bullshit.
Is that, a parade? What's happening now?
Now I can't even finish my joke. It's fucked up.
My activity on Tuesday out there.
I also started watching The Watcher on Netflix. I don't know if y'all
I'm coming on you for that. I'm gonna start watching it because everybody
you
said
watch
it's so
it with
good.
Jennifer Coolidge and who else is on it?
Is that where
know?
She's selling the house or whatever, like a real estate person or something?
Mm-hmm.
I kept seeing the preview for that, but I didn't know what it was for. No, yeah, I'm gonna watch that.
Yeah, and I just finished it yesterday, and
could have had a V8.
It's definitely good. But it's a true story. Dustin, what is?
Oh God, not is Naomi Watts. Right, you haven't watched.
Yes, Naomi Watts. She's the lead, the wife.
She got a black name.
What's the guy's name plays her husband?
Bob Cannavale.
He got a white name. Naomi Watts is a black name.
Bobby Cannavale.
Cannavales. I don't know how to say his name, but he is so good always in every role he plays. That show was good though, but it's based on a true story. And all I can say, I won't ruin it. I'll wait till y'all watch it, and then we'll circle back. Because what I was gonna say would low key ruin it. So
yeah, don't say that. Don't speak. I'm gonna watch that shit. I keep hearing really good things about it, and I've been itching for like a new scripted program like that. To watch.
It's good. So. I love a series. Yeah. So I didn't know it was a series. I thought it was a movie, and I was like doing laundry. You about to fold. At least I like to have something on the screen to distract me. So I have background noise something.
On my house 24/7. I sleep with the TV on. I keep a light on that in my bathroom. I do.
You keep a light on in the bathroom?
Mm-hmm. Like a little
while you're asleep?
Yeah, in case I got to get up and drain the vein. Girl, I don't want to go in there and be peeing all over the floor. That's nasty. So I don't want to have to look for the light because I'm asleep. I need to be able to just follow the light.
Just walk in and walk out.
You know what I'm saying? And sometimes I have company darkness. And they be like, this how I know you ain't never coming over again, right?
Oh, my God. Here we go.
What you say?
Because first of all, you are a guest. And second of all, how you going to ask me, can you turn the TV down or can you turn that off while we sleep or whatever? You'll never see the inside of these walls of my house again.
But what if they can't sleep because it's loud?
Take your ass home when we done.
You can't at least give them like a sleeping pill.
You ain't had to stay over.
You can't be like, here.
I did.
Dustin, that sounds like a nightmare. So I'm sleeping in your house. The TV's blaring and the lights
not
are
blaring.
On.
Not blaring. The TV is not blaring. The TV is on, but very low on something that is calm in nature. I'm not watching Zeus. You know what I'm saying? So it's something like really calm in nature. And yes, I keep there's a light over like the shower part in my bathroom, and I keep that on while I'm in the bed. Everything else in my house is dark though. So you can't even see it in here. You know what I'm saying? You can only see it when you go in the bathroom. It's not like a flood light.
So if I was there and I said, Dustin, I can't sleep because the TV and because I can hear
you can get
it and
the
light.
Not true friend, but like the person. You know, friend, you can stay. I'll unplug the TV for you. I cut the cable off. Okay? But for a motherfucker you over here and shit, you beat it. You'll never see my house again if you ask me anything about that fucking TV.
Because so they just gotta lay there.
Happy to be here. Yes.
So they just gotta lay there and stare at the ceiling until y'all wake up.
They ain't gotta stare at the ceiling. I mean, well, if it's missionary, they can just stare at the ceiling. But otherwise, it's a lot of other things to look at and do. But don't be asking me. No, if I'm trying to sleep, you shouldn't be talking to me anyway. I'm going to sleep. So shut the fuck up.
Not the dictatorship. And
with the emphasis on dick. Okay. Dictatorship with a K. Now, my thing is, house rules. Shit. It's like, we can't put a draw four on a draw four over here. You know what I'm saying? No. It's house rules. Shit.
Asante, how do you sleep?
With the TV on?
No, but sometimes with music playing. I have a speaker in my room just for, it's like low R&B music or stuff like that.
That is misery. The only time, if y'all ever hear music playing while I'm asleep, that means that I am going through something. No, legit. That's how everyone that knows me. If they hear music while I'm asleep, they're like, okay, she's trying to numb out. That means something in my mind is replaying that I'm trying to numb out with the music. Mm. Otherwise, I can't. That's crazy. I need silence. I need pitch black. And I need it to be a little bit cold.
Now, sometimes I can have the TV on mute, literally, because I have it like the volume super low just to hear some sort of like, in the background, some basically like white noise, but not white noise.
Yeah.
Black Lives Matter.
Right.
So, But yeah, like, and sometimes I'll even have the TV literally on mute, but just playing, you know what I'm saying? Something playing, and it just makes me feel comfortable. I live alone, shit.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I need, you know, more, I need energy.
Now, what about like,
now, when you talk about pitch black,
like a babbling brook or something, Dustin?
I'd lose my mind. I wouldn't be able to sleep. Be biting my nails and shit. And I don't even like no tip on my shit. I like my shit down to the quick. So, I couldn't do it. I need either like mumbling and noise or whatever of some sort, or just I need to know that I need some sort of movement. Stillness is cool, but it's not my preference. I need some sort of movement around me. Like, it's just my vibe. It's just like Erica Banks said, it's my vibe. It's just my vibe.
Now, the pitch black, you got me with that. Like, I have them blackout curtains. And I love when I just love when it is black, like it is just dark. My eyes is open, eyes is closed. I love that.
That's why the worst is when you stay at a hotel and the curtains don't like fully close. There's always that little sliver of light that just ruins your whole shit. I hate that. So that'd I'm be them very curtains particular.
With that stick on them that you gotta pull the curtains.
Yes, you gotta try to put them inside of each other to try to make sure they don't have no light come in, but it just never fucking works. And then the older I'm getting, I like the room colder, which is weird. I don't know if that's menopause or some shit.
House is nasty. I don't give a fuck what nobody's saying.
I used to love that.
I just had a conversation with my friends the other day, and I personally feel like if I walk in your house and it's hot, I already feel like your house is nasty. To me, there's something. I know it doesn't make sense, and I'm not claiming that it does, okay? Because I know it's crazy, but to me, a cooler house, like when you come over to my house, it's typically cold. It just feels more sterile and clean to me. It's just clean. If I walk in your house and it's hot,
it feels
and I
fresh.
Smell food, and I feel like it's nasty. It's fucking nasty.
I used to love, remember Asante, I feel like me and you used to be going through that thing where we didn't have AC and then we didn't like fans either. So our houses were just hot. And I was okay with that though, because I liked it. I liked that
So it's different. But if I don't know you, if I don't bang with you like that,
right.
And I just come over your crib and it's hot,
to the
that's
elements.
Nasty to me. And I don't like that.
I guess so. I can see that.
I'd rather you come in here and ask me to turn the air off. That I can respect, because then I can do that. And just for me personally, it just feels like if my house is hot, I just feel like it's nasty. That's just a sign of somebody being nasty to me. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. It's just nasty. Hot ass house. That's nasty.
You was just at my house and it was cold because Mandy ass was getting up under that blanket. I was like, "Well, girl."
Shout out to Mandy. Did you have fun in the club? Me, Mandy, and Asante went to the club Saturday.
Well, shout out. First off, shout out to Antoinette first off, because it was Antoinette's birthday before we went out. So happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday. We love you so much.
Much love to Antoinette around the way, curls. Shout out to Antoinette. We love you, Antoinette.
It was amazing.
Beautiful.
So much. What is it? The big 3-5, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's 35th, yeah.
She looked gorgeous.
I saw. So
the party
pretty.
Was lit.
Yes, it was.
Shout out to Antoinette.
So bomb.
Shout out to Jade.
Yes, the nachos.
Jade had them nachos laid out. You know, I don't even be eating like that at like functions like that and shit, but I had to go in and tip through that nacho bar because Jade had seasoned that chicken to death. Mm-hmm. When I tell you, it was so good. And she made me, you're fucking eating tonight. I was like, all right, Jay.
Shout out to the bartender that didn't know his spirits.
Oh, I heard that story.
Like,
Crystal is so funny. Can I just tell you that Crystal
one of the
is
funniest
so
people
you know what makes
ever,
it
man.
So funny for me, though?
She hits me and goes, you'd be so proud of me. I was like, what happened? She goes, I didn't have one drink at Antoinette's party. And I'm like, oh, what made you not do that? Because y'all know that I've been on my cleanse.
No, she did not.
So that's why she was saying it to me. And then she goes, truthfully, because they didn't have a Casamigos. That's it, Crystal. That's not no spiritual reason.
I mean,
and she was honest with you. She was honest.
Listen, and then
and she said you asked for the tequila,
and he said,
and the guy told you Tito's.
Like, sir, because you know it happened, and Crystal sat there just like this, right? So I'm like having this conversation with the bartender it. And the moment, first of all, I was like, yeah, okay, so no Casamigos. What other tequila do you have? He was like, we got Tito's. And I was like, well, that doesn't help me because that's vodka. And he was like, ooh. Oh. And I was like, I'll just take that bourbon behind you. So then the moment that the dude turned around, Crystal just goes, wait, so did that? He just offered you Tito's when you, and I was like, I thank you for being here because I just am so glad someone was here to witness what happens to me. That he was dead ass serious and he was just like, and I'm like, you literally work here and maybe it's your first day or your first week. I ain't trying to like bully you.
Or jitters.
That. That's why I was like, just give me the bourbon behind you.
Because while I was, when they told me, once they told me that he said that shit, I was like, well, let's talk shit. Let's bully it. I couldn't believe he said it. I was like, what the fuck is this? This tell you it's midnight at 6 a.m. ass nigga talking about Tito's is tequila? The fuck is you? What kind of up is down shit you talking about, motherfucker? Like, what are you talking about?
I wonder
about
how many wrong drinks he been making. Like.
Oh, my God. And Crystal was like, I realized I was better off high.
Yes.
So she said she just stayed high and left the liquor alone that
yes.
day.
Yes. Always a great time.
Like, well, the party still looked really nice. I didn't see y'all, though. I only saw Antoinette. I didn't see y'all in the
room. We was there.
Yeah.
We was there.
We was definitely in there. But you know, I'll shy away from cameras. Please, no pictures.
Yeah.
Oh.
Let her enjoy her B-Day. You know, she had a lot of love in the room. It was just good to be part of that.
She did. Aww. She on some real shit, though. All jokes aside, Antoinette is such a beautiful person inside and out that everybody
really
in the room was like really excited to show her that kind of love on her
and
birthday.
And celebrate her.
Yes. So much love to Antoinette. She is literally the shit.
Yes, it was a beautiful celebration.
Light.
And then afterwards, we kept turning up with Dustin, me, and Mandy at the club.
Where'd y'all go?
Lambda.
We went out in Brooklyn. We went, so.
This is the friend zone.
We went out in Brooklyn. We went to this club called Lambda.
Like,
club
wait,
Lambda in Brooklyn.
Okay.
In Williamsburg, right, Asante? Where's Lambda?
I am the worst person to ask about Brooklyn.
Okay,
I'm
well,
sorry.
It's in Brooklyn.
I'm just gonna be honest.
And it was. They have a lounge here in Harlem, and they have a big ass nightclub in Brooklyn. It's black owned, black gay owned.
I was
actually
gonna say, isn't this the people that you know? Like
my friends, Rich and Charles. They own the club, and it was actually one of my other really good friends, Rich. It was his birthday party, and he actually promotes that night at the club. So it was just an obligatory night to go out. I had to go show love to Rich. We've been friends as family for many, many years. And his birthday celebration in October each year is like, that's actually the first time I came to New York before I moved here in December. I came here for Rich's birthday party in October. Me and one of my friends in Detroit, I'm not going to say their name, but we went to see the Mary J. Blige concert. And then we flew out that same morning. We flew to New York and came to Rich's birthday party. And it was right before I moved here. And I met a lot of people that are still like my family to this day on that trip. But so anyway, it was Rich's birthday party. So we went to Lambda. The line was literally all the way down the block to like
shit.
40 years ago. But we got in that bitch.
Shout out to Dustin.
And it's all good. We got in there. We ain't waiting nothing, baby. But it literally wasn't like that. Just the owner of the club happened to be walking up, and then Rich walked out, and both of them was like, he and them. So, you know, it was cool. But we got in
Would
there.
Would y'all have waited in line, though?
No, I had already called Rich by that time. I had called his phone, like, I'm outside. But he ended up coming out without even knowing that I had called, so we was good. But
yeah.
So no, and no offense, like if the line is reasonable, I'll wait. I'm not no person who feels like I'm too good to wait in line and shit. But that line
was literally. Sometimes in New York, you be online for a long ass time.
For like that literally was like a 2-hour line. And it was already 1:30 in the morning.
Like up at capacity. That's what I'd be thinking. Like
But we got in, and so when we were in there, we just had a really, really, really good time. And right after y'all left, Asante and Mandy took off at a certain point. Frank literally, y'all.
Oh wow!
I don't know how y'all didn't pass each other because, like, as soon as y'all left, Frank and then walked in.
Wow!
And so it was
how
just
cute!
Like it was.
They
just
probably
crazy.
Walked
like,
right by us too because Mandy was talking. She knew a bunch of people in the club, which was hilarious.
Yeah.
So, oh, and then
I was gonna say, did y'all see Friendzone listeners?
I know
y'all did.
I didn't.
We saw a lot of people.
Yeah, just a lot of people in the club.
I saw a lot of people I knew. You know, it's always, I'm a social person. Y'all know that.
Yeah.
So I like being in them environments and shit. And we saw a lot of people we knew. And we just had a good night. Like, we had a really good time. So, like, thank y'all for
These
coming.
These smiles are telling me a deeper story.
It was fun. It was a really good time.
I see.
It's a nice club. Right. It's a really nice space.
And, we had fun.
Shout out to the DJs. You know, DJ Poison Ivy is always there.
And shout out to Josh J. That was Josh J downstairs.
I was going
to
say, DJ Poison Ivy is always there doing her thing, but it was my first time being there and seeing Josh J. So shout out to him. I love him. Yes. I love Word Crew.
He was down in the cellar.
Yes. Which was...
The club is so big. Like, it's like, so you walk in and it's like a bar space and booths and... the DJ and all that shit. It's like a big area. Then you go through this hallway and there's bathrooms, and then you enter like this courtyard space that's outdoors where there's like all these more tables and like a 360 photo booth. And, you know, people are smoking and shit and everything. And then you go into another area where there's like a VIP space and then like a downstairs part that they call the cellar. And then there's another room behind that. It's one of the biggest clubs I've ever been in, actually. And that motherfucker was packed wall to wall. You ever heard that Johnny Taylor song
that's
called
fire.
Wall to Wall? Wall to Wall. And back. That's how packed
I feel I feel like clubs don't be that big no more.
Right.
You know, like it's usually like one or two rooms, if that, or just a big main room. But that reminds me of old school clubs. I don't know if y'all were here when we had like exit, like club exit. Mm-mm, mm-mm. Were y'all here when that club was a big club?
I was going to say, look, Dustin, friend, we were here when y'all had no parking.
It was
and
huge.
That one was tiny, okay?
Oh, right. That's what I'm saying. I feel like they changed a lot.
No,
they got
and there literally was no parking.
I'm still cool with people from no parking to this day that I'm at.
No parking was the shit.
No parking was incredible.
Whew. Yeah, I feel like they changed. They became like a lot more intimate. But those days when the New York clubs were like three floors, like
culture clubs,
the tunnel. Like I miss those days. That's
so
cute.
So we
though.
Had a good time, though. We had a really, really good time.
And, that's super and cute.
Yeah, you had fun at Sante?
I did. I had a really good time. I saw somebody I knew from fucking college there. Which was so random.
That's crazy.
I was like, I knew this nigga, like, in college. This
Mandy had me rolling.
Everything about Mandy is funny, though. Like, before we even left out, and I made her a drink, and then she was like, nah, I'm not going to drink, because I'm just going to, you know, do my thing. And I was like, all right, well, do what you do. And then the next day, she was like, you know, normally, you know, she don't give a fuck. She was on shrooms. So, you know, Mandy asked.
I was just about to ask, because when you said she was doing her thing,
I'm trying
like,
to save her like she don't put her business out there. She ain't gonna be mad at me. Shit, she was doing shrooms.
And she's really enjoying this.
Yeah, oh no, she loves it.
Experience.
Look,
in public.
It was crazy because she said she wished she would have brought some, and I was like, you know what, girl, you gave me some, and I ain't even used them, so you must have like I must have been keeping these for you. So she took them, went on her little journey, and then the next day she was like, honestly, I love doing shrooms, but I didn't know I was gonna be out in the club, and it was still fun, but like it's just not my preferred. And I was like, well, girl, when you were saying it early
it's
in the night, people kept saying like, I don't like doing all that when I'm on shrooms, and you were like, oh, it's so fun, and then here you go the next time I'm. Maybe not. And I'm like, all right, girl, what? She playing with her eyes on her lows.
The funniest is because she has the little shroom squares, like the chocolate squares.
Yep.
And I said to her, Mandy, how many grams is each square? And she was like, I'm not sure.
Right.
She just popped
She's
the
been playing
squares.
With her little doses
like,
of
the
little pieces of chocolate. I'm like, all right.
You about to go on a hero's journey at the club.
Listen, I didn't care about nothing. I'd be smoking weed, okay? And so I needed to do, I was like, I'm going to the smoke shop. We left the speakeasy that we were at initially.
Mm-hmm.
Walked to this smoke shop. I got what I needed in there. Asante and I broke that open on the way back to the speakeasy. Then we went to Asante's house, me, him, and Mandy. I had a refresher. I didn't want nothing else to drink. I just wanted some water so that because I knew I had a long night ahead of me, even though it was already 1 o'clock in the morning.
That's crazy.
I just drank water. And then we went to the club and I opened that Hennessy tap back up. You know what I'm saying? And just put my mouth underneath. It was Hennessy just pouring.
Jesus
And
Christ.
It was great. I was on premium petrol and I seen a lot of familiar faces. I had a good time. Like it was
you
just
know,
good, I had a good
at
night.
When we left.
I felt hot. I felt like I was hot. I felt sexy.
Oh,
I did. I felt
What'd you
hot.
Have on? What'd you have on?
This little like essentials number, like some essential sweats with some boots and like a
he had like the top and the bottom.
Just
you know, the hoodie and the sweat.
Cute.
So it was, you know, the outfit was nice. Because me and Jay was looking at your outfit, and Jay was like, yo, that brand, because Jay was like, this is the one that I want. And I was like, oh, I'm going to get that too. So one day, Dustin, me and you going to pull up like fucking brother. Okay,
I'm fine with that.
Brother. We're going to look at each other and start hitting that little Kim shit.
I felt
attractive, and people was making me feel attractive. Like, I felt good. I felt good about myself that night, and I really was acting like it. I had a great time.
You know, I didn't drink the whole time we was in the club, but then when we left, maybe we ended up having to go. We didn't have to, but we ended up having to get shots. So we was doing picklebacks and shit, and then we left. I was like, well,
I will die. Mandy tried. First of all, I refuse.
She is really on this. I put my foot
down. Like, I am not gonna drink that nasty ass bullshit.
I've done them before, no. So they're literally nothing to me. It's just like, why do we always have to do the pick? Like, for me, pickleback, I don't know why, but it's like I'm already sour. Like, why are we going backwards? Like, why do we have to do this? Like, we could do any other shot combination.
At least sours are good.
What is the benefit? Like, what is it that she gets out of it? That she
it's just
that
it's
so
just
much.
Like her drink. It's Florida. Like her signature shot. Like, oh, we doing picklebacks.
Okay. So it's just pickle juice.
It's pickle juice. It's as the chaser to whiskey or
your liquor. Yeah. Right.
Is it whiskey? Wow.
It's just unnecessary because I could, by the time we doing all that, I can just dark, take me dark. Some shots of something
it
else.
It just sounds like a stomach ache to me. But didn't she say like it stops you from getting super drunk or something?
I don't know. I thought it was like a taste thing.
She had some science to it.
That's the same lie people tell about police got to meet the quota. It's just, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, that's an urban legend. I feel like at least that shit don't help. I'm just going to make it worse for me. You know what I'm saying? I got to think about my liquor and right. pickle juice. Like, where's the kombucha when you need it? Like, I can't, I just couldn't do it. And I looked at me, I tried. I was this close. I don't even remember where. Oh, me and Mandy had went to a movie premiere. I can't remember what movie it was. But we went to like iPick, and we left there and went to this this bar. And she was trying to get me to get one. And I ordered it, but I was looking at it and I smelled that pickle juice, y'all. And like, I was like, Mandy, and she was talking about Buddha hole and shit. I was like, Mandy, like,
Buddha.
I can't do this. Smelling the combination of our conversation and the smell of that pickleback shot, I was just like,
see, but you already, you don't like pickles, do you?
No.
Yeah,
no
so pickles. Like, there's no way you would. So there's like,
I've been in threw up.
Yeah, so there's literally no way you're going to drink pickle juice. Like,
I love pickles.
Some people that like pickles barely care about the juice, but some people that love pickles love the pickle juice. So
right.
That's why
that's
for me.
True.
Nah, I'm not one of those. Look, I'll eat pickles, but so, I'm look, not going to sit well, you know, and kick back
okay,
the
so
juice.
Fran, look, I'm telling you this as if I enjoy it, but this is information I've received, right? You know how like a pickle is like all fresh and crunchy, like or whatever? People say that sour or whatever, it gives them something extra, I guess. I don't know. I don't care about it. I don't do it. But
yeah, heartburn.
But I see when you drink that pickle juice, it's supposed to take the edge off so you don't react to the bitterness of the liquor or whatever.
Well, what's like your experience shot? Like? Is it a shot? Like you take a shot of mm-hmm. the pickle juice?
Oh, yeah. So
like
it's, a literally, full it's literally two shot glasses. One is the liquor and one is the pickle juice. And you're supposed okay. to, you can either take the shot and then take the pickle juice right out. You chase it right after so you don't taste it. Or some people will prime it with a little pickle juice and then the shot. But if you take a little taste of that pickle juice, I'm already not going to drink the rest of it. So that's
I'm
why
try
for me,
it.
My body
I'll
rejected.
Try it.
Yeah, because I actually was going to do it in the reverse. I was going because my focus, the most challenging aspect of it was the pickle juice for me. Obviously, not the liquor. I was going to take the pickle juice first.
So maybe you should do it backwards because you're not even bothered by the taste of the liquor.
Clearly, you know, I drink my liquor straight anyway.
Exactly.
I know
get it I'm out the way.
Drink. Yeah, I was trying to stomach the pickle juice and I just could not.
But then that kind of
I had a gag
grease.
Like my throat literally was like repelling. I couldn't do it. And I was like, Mandy, I literally cannot do it. I can't do it. I couldn't do it. I can't do it. That's how I know I can't go on like Survivor. Being out there. And
X Factor. No, not X Factor. Fear Factor.
Fear Factor.
No, Fear Factor for sure. Eating spiders and walking
now,
on
if they
dead
made X
rats
Factor
and shit.
TV show, I would watch that too. No.
Well, you got to sing and eat a bug too.
I would die. A certain shit I just and know. Oh like, I cannot. It just, I can do it.
Like, I feel like I would do well on Fear Factor because I'll eat bugs or whatever.
Mind
just
over
to try
matter.
It. Yeah, I'll try it if it's good.
Friend, you saying it like you're interested. You can't.
First of all, y'all acting like it's just the. Hold on. I'm not eating bugs, cow
but
testicles,
I think the
none
fact
of that.
That I drink,
but I'm not getting in the cage with the bugs. Sorry. Go ahead.
I drink a lot of like herbs, you know, and medicinal things
that ain't
do
bugs.
Not. No, but they don't. They're already harsh. And sometimes you got to just take it because you're like, I know the benefits of this.
Okay,
so I feel
I
like I would
saying.
Do that. I'll be able to fight through my body's experience.
Okay, what if you got to do the cage where you just in there and they keep pouring roaches all
okay,
over your
no.
body and stuff?
No.
Because
yeah,
this fear
right.
factor,
it ain't just eating
the cow testicles
no,
and shit.
No, I wouldn't
they
be able to do
They make you play
that.
With the heights Ooh. And all that. It's literally any types of fears.
No.
Like, I'm not letting no spiders crawl on me. I'm not
spiders
doing none
don't
of that
freak,
shit. I'm
spiders
not,
don't it, freak me out, but roaches?
Spiders don't freak me oh. out either, but something crawling on me freaks me out.
And then it's all them legs. And then if they start
and
moving fast
or they
jumping
or something.
And the
thought of them going like in your
mm-mm.
ears and stuff, that's always the panic
oh,
for me.
Yeah. Oh my God, friends.
That's
exactly.
always the
see,
panic for
see,
me. Like you could crawl on my arm, but
so I'm telling you.
Once I think of it going in places I can't control, then we're...
Okay, you're not crawling on my butt.
When it comes
dying.
To humans,
I'm dead.
I ain't gonna say I'm fearless, but like y'all know, I ain't scared of no regular shit. Like I can, but the animal kingdom... That's a different thing for me because the behavior is unpredictable.
Shit.
You have to, like, I animals,
did you see
like,
the
just,
video with the bear?
The guy bear?
And he was
did
like,
you hear him yelling? He was, what the, help the bear. You see me if I were the bear? Because that bitch gonna need it. Who was that saying that? Was that Mystical that said that? Help the bear. If it was, I can't say that because Mystical, you know, he just got arrested
yeah,
for like some crazy
a,
shit.
Yeah.
So we
yeah.
definitely ain't promoting that. But in this case, we literally are it's talking about a man that was in a fight with a bear.
I mean, a little, he was, what was he, mountain climbing or some
first
shit?
First mistake.
Rock climbing.
Why mountain
right.
climbing? Get your ass out of there because the bear's
Whoa.
Supposed to be up in there. Your motherfucking
you know,
ass.
I thought
ass.
Of that too. When we go on our hikes, I'd be like, because you'll see the signs,
you
know, where they say
mace?
Like, I do.
Okay.
But I'd be
I
scared.
Feel like you should use that on regular people anyway, because if it'll take a bear down, to me it'll lay a regular person down quicker.
Will
bear
it?
Is,
I saw on the Nextdoor app one time when I first moved here and I was trying to get a gauge of the neighborhood, and
yeah.
there was this old lady that said someone was pranking people by spraying bear mace on the corner and just letting people walk through it. And she said she walked through it and just dropped to the floor like in paralysis and didn't know what was going on. And the kids were across the street laughing while she was on the floor.
That's horrible.
I could,
but I've been maced
like,
before, so I can laugh.
So
I ain't been bear maced before, but goddamn, I've been
but
pepper sprayed before.
Do
that shit was
old
not
lady.
Fun, so I can only imagine
that's
how that
fucked
shit
up. I know, I don't like this shit, y'all. I don't like nobody fucking with no
and then
old
they across
people.
The street
that's
just watching,
up.
Like, I'd have been a lame friend, like, y'all, we have to call
I only
cops.
Like
so,
mean
like,
shit when
medic.
People deserve it. You know I'm the first in line to be
right.
fucking
no, but
mean,
apparently,
cold
but
as
she
ice.
Was saying,
what if the old lady
no,
was a racist?
No, it was a little black old lady. No, it was a little black old lady. These were white kids. And they, so that was the prank. Like, they kept spraying that corner and then running and watching people walk through it. And then she said at one point, multiple people had walked through it. So there was just like 3 or 4 people on the floor. Just like completely confused at what they were experiencing.
Not
Could
let the bodies hit the floor. Damn.
That visual
not
is
falling
so
like dominoes.
He's falling like dominoes. So fucked up. I am so sorry.
Sing
that
it, Alicia. I keep on falling. Damn.
That visual was so
no.
fucked up.
It's unbearable.
No.
But you know what? That's all right, because that's why the boy never. Man, I was about to say a really bad thing. I'm glad I stopped myself, because that was going to be bad, and I was going to get in trouble. That's how bad it was.
Ooh.
We already in trouble, so
please,
I can't say that.
So yes, when I go on hikes, I always have to be mindful of where I'm at, because they have everything from mountain goats to bears to
and a goat to fuck
snow,
you up.
What is it? What is it? Snow tiger? Not snow tigers. Snow lions.
Snow leopards.
What
mountain
am I trying
lions?
To say? Mountain lions.
Snow Allegra.
That was a brain glitch right there. Snow Mountain, Snow Lions, Mountain Lion. They have mountain lions.
I love nature.
Okay, that's
I love nature and I love the outdoors. I love experiencing that shit. And you know, I smoke pot. So like, it's totally a vibe for me, the whole hiking thing.
Of course.
But I do, you know, I'm worried about that.
That's not your turf. Is that
like an animal attack? I don't even want to speak that into the ethos, but like, I'm just not interested in being attacked by a wild animal in any way.
Hell hiking. No.
I'll never and even you not Mexico. Knowing
how you're going to react, you know, you could think you're going to react one way, but as soon as you are in there,
I'm going like to pass out
frozen
because that's my worst nightmare. Like I'm a pet. That, the way that bear was coming after him, a bear.
And a it bear kept coming would literally back.
Fuck you up. It, yeah.
But that bear was like being easy in a way, because if it really wanted to,
it could have one been swat no and that motherfucker would have been rolling with the homies. Okay.
That's it. It almost looked like it was playing with him. I think it was just a cub in a way.
I
that
personally
was
feel like you need to have a shotgun or something when you hiking. So when you're in a situation like that, you can put that it's bitch true. Down. Y'all Peter, y'all can
which
kiss
is sad.
My ass.
I'm it's like, sad because me. You're coming
you're
on
be
their
a rug
turf.
Today. Fucking with me. I'm telling you right now, you're going to be on them bear rug skins because I'm going to put two hot ones right between his bear eyes. For real. I'm telling you.
I already don't like the outdoors like that. I am scared of insects.
What? You so know, we can't hide.
I love the fresh air. Okay.
Visit?
I love. So, friend, eventually, yes, because I do want to become I want to become outdoorsy and get used
and
to
come
that.
Camping.
But I am scared of everything. I don't want no damn tick to ruin my life.
You.
I don't want no snake to come bite
Lyme
me and then I'm dead. Like I don't
lot.
Want no random scorpion.
Yeah.
Like I just feel like
yeah,
just so much random things to look out. Like part of me is like, okay, a bear, like. But
what about a
what
fox,
about all
a
the little
coyote,
things in between
a coyote
that
get
your motherfucking
ass.
Like
a coyote, yeah.
Like anything.
I'm shit. Even scared of raccoons. I was just the rabid ones.
Oh,
and then people that live in there.
Dustin, do you remember when we seen that raccoon?
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
Where are we in Central Park?
We was like.
Where were we at?
I feel like we like up in on the west side in that
what
park.
What did I do?
It had to.
He said, what did I
do? We like ran into each other running away from that shit. That's
no,
I feel like they can jump on you.
Let me tell you how I was in Prospect Park and it was really dark. It was summertime though, so a lot of people were out and walking through the park, hanging out in the park. So it was nice. But I saw this white girl running around a tree and something was running behind her. And I'm like, oh, she's playing with her puppy.
That ain't no damn puppy.
It was a skunk.
There was what was it, friend? What was it? A fox
a fucking
wearing her
raccoon.
Ass off?
A raccoon. And she was, but she was like high on something, the girl. So she couldn't. Like her brain wasn't processing to go away from the tree, so she just kept running in circles. But I was thinking she was playing. I said, look, she's playing with her dog. That motherfucker.
Oh my God.
Raccoons look like thugs and shit anyway. You know what I'm saying? A raccoon look like it'd be like this. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm just scared of rabies, to be for real, because.
All of that. And I don't know. I don't want to get skunked down.
Oh.
I don't want to have to take no tomato bath or get rid
we
of clothes.
We had to deal with
that
when I was in college in Ohio because our dorm stayed getting sprayed by skunks. I think they were racist because I lived in the African
That's
heritage
crazy.
House.
Crazy. Wait.
Was the only one that got sprayed.
Wait.
I swear to God, I ain't never seen no other dorm smell like skunk.
Was a white supremacist. God damn, friend.
The white stripe.
I swear to God.
To get them.
All the black people would come out and be like, God damn, every morning.
Like not the clockwork. Skunks were self-hating. Because, you know, skunks is predominantly black. They got a white stripe on their motherfucking ass. Not a bunch of Kanye and Candace Owens ass skunks out there in Ohio. Damn.
Ooh.
The white stripe is to identify as racism.
Well, that's what makes them think that they entitled. Ooh. That's it. The white stripe that lets you feel like that, you know.
Oh, yep, they're better than.
Look at all these blacks with no white stripes.
I ain't with no goddamn wild animals. None of that shit. No forest and shit. I ain't with none of that. I'm sorry.
So you're not going to come camping with me when you come visit?
Yeah, as long as it's one of them campsites that's basically like a hotel in the woods.
The glamping? Or they?
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that. I need power, 9-volt outlets. I need all that shit.
No.
Yeah, I want to camp and I want to learn how to do all that stuff. So as I get older, like
how to make fires, how to cook. Yeah.
I know exactly how to make a fire.
Go fishing.
Put the wood on there. Put the lighter fluid, lighter match. Throw it in there.
No, not like that. You need it with a rock. Because if you think
I'm about to be using some pickup sticks and a motherfucking a stone, you know what I'm saying? At that point, even a rock, it's a stone in the wood.
You know what? A lot of y'all, our listeners, have been sending me messages, like emails, DMs, that they'll come to Portland and ask me to help them put together a trip. And I obviously don't have the time to do that for everyone that hits me.
You just got there.
I just got here and people will be like, what's the good nightlife? Which
She don't know.
Number one, you're asking the wrong person. And number two, if you and your black friends are coming to do a girls trip, I don't think Portland is the nightlife type of city.
Well, shit, if you finna find a Portland tourism thing or Portland meets.
Well, no, that's the thing. I was telling the friend of mine that I met, that I mentioned that we had gone to dinner. She's really, really well connected out here. And she was telling me that we should put something together, you know, like a black Portland itinerary or something that when people ask me, I can like either give it to them or actually create. No, but I think it's okay. Or actually create an event where I'll be there, like, and I can take people.
Yeah,
like it's a weekend, like a Hey Friend, Hey Curated. You ain't no goddamn
Atlas
travel agent.
Yeah, that ain't good. You know what I'm saying? That ain't what you are.
No, but it's still
cute. You ain't doing the retreat, so if you do something like that, you know, I fly down for that since I couldn't come to the retreat.
So I think I might do something.
Tour guide.
Put something together, and then Jade. Keep Jade in mind, y'all. Jade of all Jades from Jade NXT and Getting Grown, because she is working on an event that she's going to be doing in Portland next month. So
good.
I'm sure she'll have more information about that. Well, you know, the pop-ups that she does with Santana.
Come on, Jade.
They're considering doing a PNW one for next month. So that'd be really cool.
Take Zaya Bell.
Listen to you.
Oh, yeah. The PNW. Zaya Bell.
Listen to you in your new area. Okay, friend.
So I think that'll be cute because we're trying to bring more culture and events and just some dope experiences out here that I don't think people have had access to in a long time. So
don't give me the keys. Cause if I come out to Portland, it'll never be the same again.
You should help us create some nightlife. You and Frank out here.
The party is gonna be called The Reckoning. I'm telling you right now. I'm going to tear Portland up. They could bring their Eddie Bauer shirt wearing
really
asses
cute.
In if they want to. Hell yeah.
That'd actually be.
Build a black gay night.
That would be
Portland.
So fucking cute because I bet you'd be packed out. Where
you
else they got to go?
Hug a tree tonight, motherfucker. Tree hugging, motherfucker. You're going to hug a tree tonight, goddammit.
Ooh, you know there's a bar here called The Woods or Into the Woods. Like that'd be a cute
that
bar
would
in
be cute.
Like, y'all going to the woods tonight? Be like,
you know what? Yeah. We're naming the episode Hug a Tree tonight. Let me text y'all. But if y'all have anything else to add. If y'all have anything else to say before we get out of here. That's why you're choking.
Stay black and protect your magic.
Love you guys.
Love
and
you
we
all.
Will see you guys.
Hug a tree tonight. Guess what PNW stand? Never mind. Let's just go. Let's just go.
Have you ever wondered what the stars have to say about your favorite artists and writers? Listen to Stars and Stars with Issa, where I, your host and astrologer, Issa Nakazawa, read and interpret astrological birth charts of luminaries like W. Kamau Bell, Gia Tolentino, and so many more. You'll discover how astrology can unlock fascinating insights about these stars, and who knows, maybe you'll learn a little bit more about yourself. Listen to Stars and Stars with Issa wherever you get your podcasts.